living examination results have continued to worry the stakeholders of the education sector in West Nile, with private schools outperforming their counterparts in government-aided schools. Oile Abbas, a retired teacher, attributes the poor performance to lack of supervision and motivation in government schools, saying teachers are often unattended to, and with the recent strike, the whole of third term was lost.
In the government schools, I see that there is a laxity because there is no follow-up. According to government policy, it is stated that the age-going child should be in school. But if the teachers now look at the child being in the school, that's enough. Plus the LCs and so on. Though the other stakeholders, they see that the child is sent to school, but they don't follow to see how the child performs. Yes, follow-up. Follow-up is poor in government schools. I mean the inspectorate. They don't inspect schools to the expectation. But in private schools, things are serious. Take now refugee schools, where UNHCR and the partners, head schools, they see that their money is used, meaning that they follow the schools, the regulations, the teaching, the learning. They see that it really happens the way expected. But with the government, I see that things are just left in the air. People are now just, after all,
Chandibale Robert, a primary school teacher from Terego District, cites lack of motivation as a major factor. According to Chandibale, teachers are unhappy and so they cannot teach with passion.
In private schools, the teachers are really motivated. Teachers have breakfast, teachers have lunch, teachers have evening tea. Even if you want to go out to supper, you can provide supper. And there, teachers are paid according to their grades. If you are grade 3, you are paid differently. If you are grade 5, you are paid differently. If you are grade holder, you are paid differently. And the reason as to why children are performing in private schools, one, the good administration. Teachers are motivated anytime. If they do this in remedial teaching is paid. Preps are paid. But in government schools, these are not paid. Children speak English throughout in private schools, and the debates are there. Government schools, this time, debates are not there. Children practice English when they carry out these debates. So if teachers are teaching children in Lugbarati now, when will the children now practice English? Children cannot perform. But these ones are in private schools, they are there. That is the biggest challenge. In conclusion now, if government schools are to perform well, they must now implement the issue of teaching children in English and then implement the motivation of teachers. The government should listen to the cry of the teachers.
The senior inspector of schools for Arua City, Zili Buza, disputes the claims on inspections, saying they did a lot of inspections.
As Arua City, the level of supervision is very high. We have maximum number of inspectors. We have education officers at the divisions. Teachers in the schools are getting even tired of our supervision. So when a teacher is saying that the lack of supervision, when they are saying they are tired of seeing us on the ground now, I am left speechless. At most, every school has received more than 4 education officials, leave alone other stakeholders, for supervision. So for me, I know as a senior inspector of school, being challenging is, one, the issue of interpretation of curriculum is what affected the teachers most. It's not one factor. We have very many factors that contributed to this poor performance. We are not only talking about the teacher factor alone, we are not talking on the learner factor, not the parents factor, but all these contributed to the poor performance. Somewhere, there are gaps. Which gaps we are looking forward to address for this year?
Uza Zili attributes the poor performance to teachers' strike and the challenges of implementing the thematic curriculum, which she believes affects people's grasp of English.
Pertaining PLE performance for 2025, mostly the private schools have outcompeted with the government-aided schools. Reason being, in term 3, most of the government-aided school teachers were on industrial action, and this affected effective teaching and learning in term 3. You know, term 3 is a very short one, but it is full of revisions, full of final touches, and children were unable to have this opportunity effectively, so it affected greatly. Because the learners we have currently, they are not learners in those days where they are self-motivated. So it has been a challenge.